causing unprecedented death and destruction, conditions deemed essential for his coming. The world must hit the very bottom before the Savior of the world comes to the rescue, they firmly believe. Reasoning and negotiating with the mullahs and their ilk hold very little, if any, lasting promise. There are always the easy ways of denial and appeasement, but we are very good at both practices here in the West. One problem, the other side doesn't think that way. These Islamists don't believe in the notion of live and let live. They believe that the earth is Allah's. Now that they have the means, they aim to make the world to their design and bring about the final solution, a nasty reminder of not too long ago Nazism. The concern is not with individual Muslims who live as solid citizens in democratic societies. They may have developed a taste for the freedom democracy bestows or simply learned to tolerate it. Our concern is with the gathering Islamic storm from the heart of Islamdom. To truly appreciate Islam, you must experience firsthand Islam in power. Take a quick trip to the lands of the Muslims and find out for yourself how horribly they treat non-Muslims, even the people of the book, Jews and Christians. Just try to have a Bible study group or build a church in Saudi Arabia and discover their wonderful benevolence of Islamic rule. The world is a laboratory where the experiment of Islam shows irrefutable results. To the extent that Islam rules any society, that society is stagnant, backward-thinking, repressive, and violent. The Islamic Republic of Iran represents the cutting edge for the new petrodollar invigorated Islam. It is determined to complete its task of ending the world, the non-Muslim world, and establishing the Muslim world of the Ummah under the rule of the Mahdi. If achieving this aim hinges on the conflagration of cataclysmic nuclear war, the mullahs are happy to make it happen. Not a pretty picture, but the real picture. And that's why also Kamal Saleem, a former terrorist who left Islam, converted to Christianity, is saying and warning, Islam is coming. How can the West, including now professing Christians, not see the profound danger? How can they become unequally yoked for false causes and allow the cause, the true cause of Christ, to slip by the wayside? Deceptive times. Dangerous times. Don't allow yourself to be seduced by the deception and disingenuousness of these times. Get a copy of my book, Seduction of the Saints, How to Stay Pure in a World of Deception. You've never read anything like it. It is a provocative book that takes a look at so many, 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 many ways that we are being seduced. Many ways. Christians being seduced. Just as Jesus said. Your gift of $18 or more to Save America Ministries will put Seduction of the Saints in your hands. Get it on our website, saveus.org. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA, or write to us. And I want to urge you again to become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. We're preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour. Will you join us?
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grismire. Viewpoint is supported by the faith.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here, not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman from the International Forecast, but I just wanted to comment on the former Illinois Governor Baklavich, who was convicted on charges. He tried to settle the President Obama's Senate seat to the highest bidder. Now, I think you have to understand that the conviction was based upon taps that were actually in his office. They were actually taping everything he said, and wiretaps and the other things, taping his telephone calls. But a lot of it was the tapes in his office. They did the same thing with Elliot Spitzer. Remember Elliot Spitzer? He was the one who had written some articles for the Washington Post and talked about how, I mean, the whole economic system was going to collapse because of the predatory lending practices. All the state attorney generals wanted to intervene, and the Bush administration would let them do it. And just 3 weeks after he wrote an article that was published in the Washington Post that told about how the Bush administration had blocked efforts to head off the collapse of the housing market, the FBI leaked a story about Elliot Spitzer's affair with an expensive prostitute. How did they know? Why they were following him, everything he did. And because the whole idea was to deflect attention away from the planned collapse of the housing market to Sydney, what a terrible guy Spitzer was. They did the same thing with the governor of Illinois. I don't know why they went after him. But they have tapped, and they're watching all of our elected officials. I mean, I've seen my own FBI file, page after page after page, blocked out in the name of national security. And if they don't like you, why, you'll end up like Hale Boggs. Hale Boggs was on the Warren Commission. He thought it was all fraudulent. He thought there was a conspiracy behind the effort to kill President Kennedy. And when his plane went down up in Alaska, the FBI knew where the plane was and blocked efforts to send aid. Senator Wellstone had voted against the Patriot Act and died in a plane accident shortly thereafter. Larry McDonald, of course, we're told he went down. Now, Congressman Larry McDonald, in a Korean plane that was shot down. But, of course, when the plane was found some time later, it was underwater, it was intact, and there were no bodies and no luggage on it. It's all up on the Internet. You can check the story out. Later, somebody went down and blew up the plane. But Larry McDonald, of course, I've talked to people who've talked to people who were in prison with Larry McDonald somewhere in the Russian gulag. He was a congressman. Our government knows what happened to him. But he was a thorn in the side of the authorities, and they simply got rid of him. If you want to check out the story, Bob Fletcher has the story of what happened to Larry McDonald. This is the real world we live in, ladies and gentlemen, not the make-believe world. And so right now we're going to talk to our good friend, Bob Chapman. Hi, Bob. How are we doing?
Well, pretty good.
And tell us what's going to happen as far as Greece is concerned.
Well, I think it's a pretty good chance that Greece is not going to approve through the legislature, House of Representatives, the package which has been presented really by the bankers through the members of the European Union as well as the IMF. And that's
going to happen. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Bob is saying that he thinks that perhaps the Greek Parliament, will not accept the rescue practice program that.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
They have massive debt. They have a debt to GDP ratio of 150 to, and basically the country is bankrupt and they're simply living on borrowed money. The French banks, of course, don't want Greece to go down because, of course, that would mean they would lose a lot of money. And so there are some thoughts that they're simply going to say, well, we'll just allow you to roll this over and, you know, pay it off sometime in the future. Sometime in the future, why, of course, they're going to have the same problems. You can't keep indefinitely spending more money than you're taking in, whether you're in Greece or whether you're in Washington, D.C. Here in Washington, D.C., we're taking in about $2.2 trillion. We're spending $3.5 trillion, $3.6 trillion, somewhere in there. 40 cents of every dollar we spend is borrowed money. Greece is doing the same thing. The United States is doing the same thing. And sooner or later, the day of reckoning comes. So Bob thinks that the Greek Parliament is certainly going to reject all of these offers. And then, of course, this would shake the very foundations of the world monetary system. Apparently, a lot of people in the monetary system want to put off the day of reckoning. Would that be a fair appraisal, Bob?
I think it is. And I would think that they would come back with another offer, which would not include collateralization of Greek assets. Would include a extension of credit out for a number of years, an interest rate of 4 or 5%, which would, you know, to those people, be reasonable under the circumstances. The banks would have to take a haircut, and How much, I don't know, but I think they have come to terms with the fact that they're going to have to do that. And this is a complete reversal of their demands just 2 months ago. And those demands were blatant, brazen, arrogant. We got you and we're going to rape you. And to see the banks in the position that they're in is gratifying, because it's all come about because the Greek people said, look, we're just not going to do that. And how did that happen? Education. They realized that the public knows what they're doing. And the public found out because people like Max Kaiser and Alex Jones and myself went on radio and television and in the press, and we told the people that were going on the truth of the matter. And what happened was that the people understood and acted upon it. And of course, too, there was quite a bit of discussion by the head of the Greek Orthodox Church, who happens to be a subscriber of ours, and several other prominent Greeks, in particular, the head of the opposing party. And the opposing party is what's making the big difference. So I think they're going to have to come back with another deal. And in the meantime, it's considered default. And that's why the Federal Reserve, the President's Working Group and Financial Markets have been trying at their very best to keep the stock market up, because I think it'll be negatively affected by this vote, as well as the stock markets in Europe and the bond markets. And that is going to cause some great difficulty in the markets. Interest rates might tend to rise higher than they are already. And I think that the pressure is going to be enormous. One of the things that most people don't realize, that the banks in New York, banks in the United States, mainly in New York, they guaranteed via swap agreements that credit default swaps, I should say, they guaranteed that the banks in Europe would be insured for part of their losses. I think the figure is around 40%. And so that means that the losses are not only in the European banks, the sovereign governments in Europe, but also in this case, and this just became public knowledge a couple of days ago, last week, if you may, that they'd made this guarantee. And one of the things that they kept on talking about was this guarantee. They didn't want default because that would mean that the U.S. banks would have to come up with this large amount of money. So the problems abound across two continents, and they desperately tried to stop the situation, but they couldn't do it. And this just goes to show you the positive effect and the truthful effect of what has been going on in the internet and in talk radio, which is now going all over the world. And I think you would be very, very surprised to see how many people in the world today speak English. Most countries that are first, second world, even some third world countries, teach children English along with their native language. And we could take Mexico as an example. It's not unusual at all to meet 9, 10, 12-year-old child who speaks English as good as you do. And so what's happened by this is that the populace of the world can listen and understand what people talk about, and through the radio, and they're finding out what's going on in the world that they were unaware of before. And so it's pretty hard for the forces of the elitists, the Illuminists, the Brotherhood of Darkness, to pull the wool over people's eyes anymore. They just can't do it. And this exposure is making things go much against them. And they haven't come up with new ideas all the time. And this is a perfect example of that. And every time they have to change their plans, they have to rush, and they make mistakes. And we just saw in a two-month period the reversal.
Well, you know, I'd heard that a lot of our money market funds are invested in those banks over in Europe because they've been getting such good interest rates on that. And, of course, if some of those banks go down, that would impact on our money market funds here. Is there any truth to that?
Absolutely. It varies from bank to bank, of course. But the figures vary from 40 to 60%, and they were chasing the yields. And it didn't work. And, yes, but I don't know the numbers on that. I've just seen the percentages at, I think it was three or four major banks. And I think that the figure could be $100 billion.
I've seen similar figures. Basically, of course, the thing is that if Greece defaults, first of all, the people who've been ensuring that Greece would not default with derivatives or credit swaps, and a lot of these are American banks, would have to make the money. The other thing is, of course, that the money market funds, American money market funds, invested in European banks, and they, of course, are going to be impacted by this. So if Greece should go down, there'll be tremendous problems over here. The thing is that they certainly, it would appear, they're going to do everything they can just to put this off to some later time. They're not going to solve the problem. They're not going to recognize the fact that you can't keep spending money you don't have. Just put off the day of reckoning. Is that your impression, Bob?
Yes. And that leads you to believe their position is not a strong one. It's a weakening one. And, yes, we know they're trying to take the system down, but it is not at all working the way that they thought it would. And the timing is very, very important for them because they have to start another war. And everything has to be done simultaneously. And so everything like something like Greece, which they expected to lay down and say, well, look, yeah, we'll go along with that, and we'll live in poverty for the next 100 years. They were very surprised when Greece said, no, we're not going to do that.
Well, I'm glad that the Greeks are standing up. At least there's certain people within Greece are. And, of course, it's not just Greece. It's Portugal. It's Italy. It's Spain. It's Belgium. I mean, they're all having serious emotional problems. And I should say serious financial problems. So we're not out of this at all. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens. Apparently tomorrow or the next day, the Greek Parliament is going to have their vote. If the Greek Parliament says they're not going to accept the offer that's been made, then, of course, what will happen? Will simply France say, all right, well, you just don't have to pay it back. We'll write the loans down. But certainly then all the other countries are going to be in the same situation. I think Bob's right. This is all a prelude to war, and you better begin making preparations for the ultimate destruction of the monetary system as we know it. Well, Bob, you go ahead and pick up this story.
Well, I think if they can't come to some sort of agreement, then they are very well aware that
Yeah. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
This country would be impoverished. Certainly a lot of people would lose their jobs and their security and their homes, but they're going to lose their jobs, securities, and their homes anyway, because of course the globalists intend to impoverish our people and destroy the economic system. It's got to be destroyed as we know it, one way or the other. Will it be destroyed with the opportunity for freedom? Will it be destroyed with, of course, the imposition of a ruthless tyranny, a one-world government, a one-world currency, a one-world religion, and, of course, the imposition of the waited-for one-world ruthless tyrannical leader who will kill off most of the people in the world? Those are the two options we have. Well, I'd rather, of course, lose our material things than lose our freedom. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question for Bob. But this is the very crux of what's going on. Let's go to Ernie, who's calling us from Spokane. Ernie, do you have a question for our guest?
Well, yeah, I've listened over the break there. Now I've got about 10 questions. But what I wanted to get to is you both of you reminded me of something. Last year, and correct me if I'm wrong, the world got together, or somebody got together, and gave Europe $1 trillion to solve this problem. If I'm correct on that, who is they? Was it the banks? Was it the federal government in the United States? Was it the World Banks? That's my question.
Well, to answer that question, the almost $1 trillion were guarantees. And those guarantees were put up by Germany, France, Austria, Finland, and Holland, in the main, so to speak. And they thought that would be enough to carry the thing. Well, as they get deeper into it, somebody realized that, no, that's not going to do it. If we have six countries go down, it's going to cost $4 trillion or more, and we'll bankrupt ourselves by doing that. But those were the players. The other ones are guaranteed. Nothing came from the banks at all, and there were smaller guarantees by the IMF.
Okay, so if this thing, well, I don't. This doesn't look like an if. It looks like when this thing folds, these countries are going to be all liable for it, and they could all go down together.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
And in different degrees.
Okay.
And the losses in the banking community will be very large as well. As you know, they're leveraged, and they don't have, generally speaking, the people to back them like sovereign governments do. And so I think you can be rest assured that the entire world banking system will come down. If you notice today, Mr. Wen, in his trip to Europe, said, well, no matter what happens, we're going to come in and help, so it's not going to happen because we got all this money. And it's too late. Sure, they can come in with the money, but it's not really going to change anything.
And, of course, the thing is, there really is no money there. This is all done with smoke and mirrors. There is a certain amount of money, but it's a fiat money, and then built upon that is massive amounts of credit. And the banks create credit, and, of course, ordinarily, instead of lending $1 for every dollar they have, they leverage 10 to 1, 20 to 1. In other words, they create 20 times as much of fiat money as they actually have, 30, 40, and they were up to almost 70. Where are they now? 30 to 40 to 1, but if they lose $1, why, they lose the whole basis of their whole monetary system. Is that fairly accurate, Bob?
Yes, it is. And that's what they're facing. And they just dug the hole too deep.
And they were motivated by greed, and of course I also think there were powerful spiritual forces which are leading us towards financial Armageddon, financial tsunami. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. You have a question for Bob. And we'll be back here in just a moment with Radio Liberty. We're approaching that point where there is no return. Prepare, do everything you can, so that at least you and your family will survive.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
We have Ernie on the line calling from Spokane, but before we get back to Ernie and having Bob go ahead and tell you how to subscribe to the International Forecaster, Bob has pointed out that in the last couple of days they've dramatically dropped the price of gold and silver. Part of that is because these are the options. In other words, basically there have been people gambling and we're going to go up. And the banks short the options, and of course they drive the price down. It's illegal, but who are you going to report it to? You're going to report it to the government that's controlled by the banks, who puts their people into key positions there. If you report it, that simply laugh you right out of the room. It's all crooked. The Commodities Exchange Board, the Financial Trading Board, the SEC. I mean, these are the people who were repeatedly told that Bernie Madoff was cheating. He wasn't making any investments. He was a Ponzi scheme. And what did the people of the SEC do? They totally ignored it. And who got fired? Nobody ever gets fired when you work for government. They do exactly what they're supposed to do, and that is deceive the American people. So basically, of course, it's all rigged. And I think the price of gold and silver is going to go up and go up dramatically. This may be their last hurrah before this whole house of cards comes down. Well, Bob, before we Ernie and the other people are beginning to call in at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Bob, I want you to tell people how they can get a copy of the International Forecaster and subscribe to it, because if there was ever a time when people need to know what's going on, it's right now. Go ahead.
Well, the International Forecaster is about business, finance, economic, social, and political situations throughout the world. We publish by email on Wednesdays and Saturdays, runs around 40 pages each time. And we have a hard copy that goes out twice a month for those who are not on the Internet. Everything that you need to know every week is in that publication. You can get a free introductory copy by going to theinternationalforecaster.com. The International, forecaster.com, or you can go to www.intforecaster.com. That's INT, INT Forecaster, forecaster.com. You can also, if you would like to ask a question, and we answer everyone, or get a copy of either type of publication, and a copy of our latest recommendations of gold and silver shares, you can email us at Bob, B-O-B, at intforecaster.com. Bob at intforecaster.com. And for those of you who like to call toll-free, you can call 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
All right, Bob, well, before I so rudely interrupted you, you were beginning to answer Ernie's question about what's going on with silver. Silver is taking a terrible beating recently. What's going to happen to silver? Is it going to continue dropping?
Well, this is the fifth time that over the last month and a half to 2 months that they've tried to take gold and silver down to lower lows, if you may. And each time they've been unsuccessful. And I think it's probably because other countries are waiting in the wings to be buyers. And that would be China and Russia, India, Thailand, Mexico, Iran. And the list goes on. There's plenty of buyers out there. And they're just looking for the best spot to do that. And I think that you're going to see them in the market for the next couple of days here, putting a floor again under gold and silver. And so I think that these support levels are going to hold. And I think that JPM and HSBC, who refused to cover and shorted even more in the process on this last downturns, of which now, as I mentioned them before, this is number five. I think that what's going to happen is that they're going to be thwarted again, and I would be a buyer in here, coins, bullion, and shares. One of the interesting things here is that the shares are telling us that this is the bottom, because for the last 3 days of trading, they've stayed relatively the same rather than go down with the price of gold and silver. And so consequently, I think that we're going to hold in here, and I don't think JPM and others are surprised. In fact, if you look at the lease rates to lease, borrow gold that are being put up by sovereign entities, which includes the IMF, you will see that they're all negative. In other words, they will pay you a percentage, usually around 1%. They will pay you to borrow gold from them. Now, there can be no reason for the sovereign nations that are trying to lease gold out to do that, because there's no financial gain. What they're trying to do is rig the market, and it's blatant. And what happens is, like, JPM will take on the lease, and they'll sell the gold immediately into the market, because that's what the game is all about. And 30, 60, 90 days, a year later, the sovereign nation will be paid back for the gold in U.S. dollars. But they will still keep the gold on their books as belonging to them and having been leased, which is a blatant lie. And they've been doing this for years. And so you can't believe any of the figures that you see that the banks release regarding gold. They're all lies. And they don't have the gold. It's been sold into the market, and they keep scurrying around like the rats that they are, and they keep trying to come up with gold to assist in making gold go down. Silver is a harder thing for them to do. They have to do it all with paper, and that's really more difficult. On the other hand, it's a thin market, and so it allows them some leverage.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Ernie, did you have another question before we let you go?
No, I didn't, and I thank both of you for this program and for this knowledge that I'm learning each time I listen. And also, the ACN Network sent out a survey on the radio shows that we listen to, and they wanted our feedback. Because they were thinking they would have to cut back on some of the shows, and I put you at the top of the list. So hopefully the rest of the people do too, and we'll keep getting your great broadcast. And thank you very much.
God bless. Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to know people enjoy it out there in Sydney. I hope that they'll vote for us and vote for Joyce Riley. She's on there right after us in the afternoon. Well, again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY-464-8295. It's vitally important that people understand what's going on, and they certainly get their financial house in order. Because, of course, when, of course, a financial system collapses, then, of course, people lose the value of their life savings. And basically, inflation's running 10% now. What do you think's going to happen to inflation the rest of this year, next year, and the year afterwards, Bob?
Well, I projected a year ago, May, that we would have 14% by the end of this year. And some people were saying you were too conservative. 14 3/8, 14 5/8 was what it was 3 years ago. And, of course, since then, we had a credit crisis, and players in the marketplace had to cover their bets, so to speak. That's not as prevalent in any way today as it was then, but it still will cause difficulty. And so I think what we're going to see is a tightening up internationally of money and credit, and you're seeing that from the IMF right now, the Bank for International Settlements, the BIS. And what they're doing and what they're saying is that they are going to attempt to, the top 30 banks in the world, they're asking them to increase the amount of money that they have set aside by 2.5%. And some of the banks, like in Europe in particular, have said, 2% is okay by us, but the number by the BIS, which is the banker's bank that directs the central banks of the world, they say, no, we need 2.5%. Because they know what's coming. That's one of the reasons that banks have cut back on loans, particularly to small and medium-sized businesses, by 25 to 30% over the last few years.
Well, now, Bob, is that 2 to 3% more they're going to have to keep in reserves, or 2 and 3%, you know, that the whole reserves. That would mean they could lend 30 to 40 to 1. So basically, is that going to be over and above what they're already holding? Is that going to actually get them up to the point where they're going to have to restrict their lending? What are they talking
restrict
about?
Lending.
All right.
Yeah, they're going to restrict lending by forcing an increase of 2.5% in the amount of funds held in abeyance. And the reason being is everybody who's in that industry knows that there's fierce trouble coming.
Now, what are they holding? How much are they holding now, then?
I can't answer that. I don't know.
I mean, are they holding 2 or 3% right at the present time, or something like that?
I can't answer
it. All right, fine. Anyway,
I don't know.
All right, but
as you can see, there are things I don't know.
Well, basically, for our listeners out there, what they're saying is you're going to have to hold more money. In other words, when you have to hold the money, you can't leverage, you can't lend as much. And, of course, by cutting back on the lending, of course, they're going to ensure that financial contraction of the world will continue and get far worse. But go right ahead.
Well, it will most certainly impair lending. The AAA companies, they don't have any problems borrowing. And the reason that they don't is that they're part of the Brotherhood of Doctors. The people in the medium-sized and small firms, they are not in that coterie, so to speak. And so they haven't been able to access funds like they would like to, although I must say demand has been relatively tepid because most people don't want to try to borrow money under the economic circumstances. There's been no recovery. Unemployment's higher now at 22.6% than it's been before. They're back at square one on that one. And the public hasn't been helped except for food stamps, extended unemployment, and the presence of Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security. But with the exception of that, the average person suffered terribly. I mean, there were millions of homes that had gone into foreclosure that are being held by banks. They really don't know what to do with them. Half of them are purchased that are sold for cash by speculators, either to rent them out or to hope that they'll increase in value. But all those bad assets are on the balance sheets of the bank. I wrote an article about 8 years ago, and I said that Fannie and Freddie were going to go under, and that you should short their stocks at $68. We were right, and we covered the shorts at a dollar. So the subscribers who had the acumen to do that made one heck of a lot of money, and we did it with a number of other stocks as well, and the gains were unbelievable, spectacular.
All right, somebody called
on the short side of the market. That's never happened before.
Somebody.
But anyway, that's where this is headed, and there's no way out for them. They're just trying to finesse it as best they can and pull the plug when they think they've got it all together.
Well, somebody had called in and asked for the contraction of money and credit, such as will come about with this increased reserve holdings, whether this would be positive for the U.S. dollar and would help to stabilize the dollar if we were to actually limit the amount of lending and credit.
Well, that's what QE 1 and 2 have been all about. And the Fed's been buying 80% of the bonds of the Treasury, and they must continue to do that. Now, this QE 2, we projected it out at $900 billion. A few others did, but the rest of them didn't get it. I mean, these are professionals. They're supposed to know what they're doing.
Well, how can you get?
They don't know what they're doing.
How can you get out of debt by buying up your own debt?
Well, it's a good question. I mean, and it's self-consuming. Let's put it that way. But they have to continue. They may call it something else, but they got to do that. And how are they going to replace the two figures of $850 and $862 billion that was allocated by the U.S. House of Representatives to go along as Stimulus 1 and Stimulus 2? If they don't do that somehow, then the bottom's going to fall out. Now, if the bottom falls out, everybody's going down. That means that the Fed is going to have to come up with somewhere about $2.5 trillion.
Hold that thought.
Part of which will be recycled funds for 1 and 2.
Go right ahead. Now, you're just saying that the Fed's going to have to come up with a couple of $1.5-2 trillion. But where are they going to come up with it?
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Was taken over by the Brotherhood of Darkness. Who is the Brotherhood of Darkness? Well, you need to get my book and read it. You need to get the little booklet we carry called The New Order of the Barbarians. It's actually interviews with Dr. Dunnigan, who talked to a member of this elite group who laid out in very stark terms exactly what was going to happen. Dr. Dunnigan took notes, and some years later, Weipke said, Dr. Dennis Cuddy's mother actually recorded Dr. Dunnigan's story, and we have that. We have the interviews with him. You can listen to them on four CDs, or you can read what he said. It's in a transcript, and Dr. Cuddy's mother typed that up from the DVDs you'll listen to. There is a plan. Nothing's happening by accident. There is an elite group that runs things. It's the New Order of the Barbarians, the four CD set, or the transcript of the CD set, vitally important to go along with my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Well, make your preparations accordingly. If you haven't read the book, Creature from Jekyll Island, you need to get it. My pamphlets on Prophetic Warning, The History of Money, and Sydney Financial Armageddon. That's Prophetic Warning, History of Money, and Financial Armageddon. My book, Brotherhood of Darkness, the transcript of or the tapes out, or both of the New Order of the Barbarians. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not imaginary, it's real. Your worst nightmare is about to come about. Well, certainly, if you are out there in the listening audience and you are in a position to help Radio Liberty, we'd love to hear from you. Basically, of course, we've lost some of our supporters because they've lost their jobs. A lot of good people have lost their jobs due to no fault of their own. If you're in a position to take their place, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to take their place, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection, because we truly are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. There are people there who want to destroy it. Everything is in place. Will they succeed? Probably. The only thing that's going to stop this is, of course, a mass revival, a mass awareness, and a change in the attitude of men. If we do not simply turn back to God as a nation, then God is going to bring his judgment on this nation. And if you can't see it, you need to get the DVDs, Watchers 1 and Watchers 2. And watch the Weather Channel and see what's happening. The tornadoes, the hurricanes, the mass flooding, the mass drought, the total disruption of societies all throughout the world, the massive earthquakes on a frequency never before recorded. And then, of course, you need to get the UN Treaty that was signed back in 1977, talking about how at that time they knew how to create storms and droughts and earthquakes. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they knew how to create earthquakes in 1977. We signed a treaty on that. You can get it off the internet, or you can get the treaty from the United States. But nobody's going to tell you that they can create earthquakes and storms and droughts. Of course, you'll find that in Zygmunt Brzezinski's book, Between Two Ages. You need, of course, to get the material that was available from Radio Liberty. Go to our webpage at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, and certainly watch our DVDs, listen to our programs, read our newsletters, and then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Deborah Tavares, and we're going to be talking about, well, we're going to be talking about smart meters. We're going to be talking about the Bilderberger meeting, Bohemian Grove meeting, because a lot of the Bilderbergers would be going to the Bohemian Grove. But do you really think that there are groups in the world where these world leaders get together and they wear capes and hoods and they hold their candles and they have their chants and their satanic ceremonies? Do you really think that thing really happens in the real world? Well, certainly it happens in the celluloid make-believe world. There was a man named Stanley Kubrick, and he put together an excellent DVD, excellent movie. It was called Eyes Wide Shut. It starred Tom Hanks. It was the story of the group that rules the world. But, of course, Stanley Kubrick never lived to see the movie released. He died shortly before it was released. But does such things happen? Yes, they do happen. If you have not yet seen Alex Jones' excellent DVD, which we carry on the Bohemian Grove, where the presidents and the vice presidents and the secretaries of state and people who rule America get together at the Bohemian Grove in Northern California, and of course they have all sorts of ceremonies, an occult ceremony, and Sydney, if you doubt that there's an occult ceremony there, you can actually see it. Alex filmed it. And there the leaders of the world, with their hoods and their capes and their candles, of course holding a feigned human sacrifice, a simulated human sacrifice, before a 40-foot owl. And of course, basically, what is the owl? Well, of course, the owl is a symbol of evil. If you have their publications, and I don't think anybody else has their publications, but we have them, we got a set of books. It was rather pricey, but they're not supposed to be distributed, but somebody had died, and somebody bought it at a bookstore. We have the publications of the Bohemian Grove, and there on one of the fly pages are just four words. We revere the owl. We revere the owl. Well, who is, of course, I'm sorry, somebody said it was Tom Cruise was in that, and that's absolutely right. It was Tom Cruise who was in Eyes Wide Shut, so I stand corrected. Thank you very much. That's Tom Cruise is in Eyes Wide Shut. Well, you actually can get the DVD put out by Alex Jones, and you can actually see the ceremony with, of course, all the world leaders. And, of course, they have their homosexual heterosexual orgies, and they bring in little girls and little boys to feel the... And if you don't believe this sort of thing, we have a four-tape set, and one of them is, of course, with a woman who was forced into sexual slavery. Her name is Kathy O'Brien, and she tells the grotesque story. We carry her books, A Transformation of America, and, of course, Access Denied. Access Denied is her congressional testimony, which is immediately classified top secret. We could never let the American people know what she said before Congress, but the book is written. We carry the book. But, of course, they would never release the information. Why? Because it involved top United States senators and a man who ultimately became vice president of the United States. But, of course, we have the four tape set of the Bohemian Grove, the DVD on the Bohemian Grove, and it's available from Radio Liberty. Well, Deborah, thank you so much for being with us this evening. And do you want to talk a little bit about, of course, what's going to be going on at the Bohemian Grove and what you hope to do?
Absolutely, Dr. Stan, thank you. And those that would attempt to establish a new world order upon the ashes of all people and all freedoms for all time will be in attendance. And we want to give them a party they won't forget. It's also in conjunction with Civil War Days up here. That's a dramatized actual Civil War event over that same weekend. And we want to point out that we are in a real Civil War. It's going on for real right now. These Illuminati people are attempting to capture the country. We need everyone's help. We would invite everyone, please, to come up here. These are people that are intending to do us harm. And they will be meeting 1 hour north Gracie. We're not allowing them to meet in secret. They are doing us great harm, and particularly right now, and we need to illustrate that. So, again, that is going to be on Saturday, July the 16th, and Sunday, July the 17th, from 9 to 9. And for information on that, they can go to the website commoncrime.net. That's commoncrime.net for more information. And also for information on the United Nations Agenda 21, we recommend that they can go to freedomadvocates.org. And I know, Dr. Stan, you have much information there at Radio Liberty that people can look at. We ask that everybody...
Hold that thought. Deborah will be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest this evening is Deborah Tavares, and she's telling us about this meeting that's going to be held, and I guess it's going to be on the 16th and 17th, or 17th and April, of 17th of April, pardon me, of July.
It's Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, July the 16th, and Sunday, July the 17th.
And it's going to be, Rio Vista in Northern California?
It's in Monterio.
Monterio, of course, it's up in the, close to Santa Rosa.
Right. Everybody in this area knows where the Bohemian Grove is, and those are the 2 days that the elitists will be arriving. So it's a wonderful opportunity for people to see them as they are arriving in their limos and Rolls Royces, etc. And so people who want to get a look at world leaders, this is it.
All right, fine. Of course, so they invite you to come and make signs or bring signs and basically let them know that the American, because they objected to the homosexuality and gross immorality and pedophilia and all the other things that are part and parcel of the Bohemian Grove, but you see, these people are above the law. They're the people who run the United States, and they bring in, they control the media. And in fact, it said that one day somebody from Time Magazine, a reporter, had actually snuck in, and of course here it is, he sees the burgers. They were into the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission. They went to the Bohemian Grove. They were into the Masonry. George Herbert Walker Bush was actually director of the Central Intelligence Agency, and there's a strong occult influence in the Central Intelligence Agencies, and many of the people who've been associated with the CIA have also been associated with the Bohemian Grove, so they're sort of all in bed together, and believe me, that's a pretty crowded bed with all the little boys and girls they abuse there. But you go right ahead, Deborah, because you wanted, I think, to talk about smart meters and about this whole idea, that they're going to regulate every aspect of our lives through smart meters, the smart grid, smart appliances. Of course, I like to refer to them as the toxic meters and the toxic appliances and the toxic grid. But you explained to our listeners why we should be concerned about the smart meters. After all, what's wrong with saving money on our electric bill?
Well, I would like everybody to refer to refusesmartmeters.com. We have a declassified secret military document that discusses the intent to cause harm with the very technology that embraces the smart meters. It talks about the intent to cause ringing of the ears, heart palpitations, headaches, inability to visually see correctly, as well as short-term memory loss. It discusses that in that secret military document. So.